So any case write-up that includes the words "very frightening" always gets my attention. Let's hear what happened with this man.
Okay, so he came to see us a year ago now, and he was quite ill, actually. He had received a salvage regimen at the local place, and then he even received, first he received chemotherapy, then he received blinatumomab, and he had no response. And in the meantime, he also developed a horrible fungal infection. It was actually a fungal sinusitis. I have a pneumonia there. It was actually a fungal sinusitis, and he had to have some debridement done. And he had an active fungal infection when he came to see us. So we initially evaluated that to make sure it wasn't actively spreading while we were sort of temporizing him with pulse, I think steroids and vincristine for a couple of weeks. Then we entered him on a CAR T cell trial, which, as you may know, the initial thing is you need to be off of steroids for a bit of time because you don't want to be so immunocompromised that you can't collect the T cells.
Which CAR T product did he receive?
He received the Juno trial, Juno CAR T, which is no longer being tested in older adults.
But this, just for the audience, is a CD19 preparation.
Yes, it's a CD19 CAR. So what happens is you apherese the patients, collect their cells, they're sent off, and within about 10 days, it's actually quite quick, 10 days to 14 days, the product returns. In that interim, you can give some rescue chemotherapy. And I can't actually, at this moment, remember what we gave this gentleman. Not too much, because we didn't want to make him the risk of more mucosal damage to exacerbate his fungal infection. He then received the CAR T cell product. Patients are admitted to the hospital. And sure enough, within about 24 hours after receiving the cells, he started having high fevers.